This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
All right, let's return to a conversation that we had yesterday. Remember, we were speaking to the Hospitals Association of South Africa, who were saying that the training of new nurses has been interrupted over the past 7 years because of a transition to new nursing qualifications. This, according to the association, has resulted in there not being enough qualified nurses in the country. The organization also claimed in our conversation yesterday, if you remember, that many of the old crop of nurses are underskilled. They say private hospital groups and others at other private healthcare providers bodies have the capacity to train enough nurses if only government and regulators would allow this to happen. Sibongiseni Delihlazo speaks on behalf of the Democratic Nurses Organization of South Africa, DENOSA. Good morning to you and thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Good morning to you, Titi, and good morning to all the listeners this morning.
Let me get your sense then and your initial thoughts and comment on what the hospital associations are saying about the training of nurses and this supposed lack of shortage of nursings, of qualified nurses.
Well, indeed, that is the case. In fact, we're heading for a disaster as a country if we are not looking into this matter. Already, we are suffering from the brain drain through migration because the COVID-19 has taught many nations the lesson of not increasing its nursing populations. Mm. And we have we almost saw flames, especially in South Africa, when it comes to even specialist nurses in particular. It is true, Tabiso, that we are having a serious shortage of nurses in this country. At the time, the World Health Organization in 2020, for instance, estimated that for the next 10 years, the shortage of nurses will hit about 10 million in year 2030, if nothing is being done by countries. And it recommended that countries, to avoid this catastrophe by year 2030, each country must try to ensure that it increases its production of nurses by at least 8% each year. In South Africa, we are going the opposite direction of that. Since there's the introduction of a new nursing curriculum in the country. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's trying to align nursing education with other qualifications. Mm-hmm. But the problems that this is bringing in the country are quite huge. And I think they need an urgent intervention from the government because the introduction of the new nursing curriculum is reducing the numbers of nurses that the country is producing. I'll give you an example. We had Chris Hani Baragwanath's nursing college in Johannesburg, which previously used to take about 300 students each year. And under the new curriculum, it is now allowed to take about 60 students. And at the time that we need to increase the number of nurses that the country produces for its healthcare facilities, I think at the core of our problem as a country is the lack of human resource planning. At the core of our problem is the zero strategy when it comes to staff retention, particularly your essential staff retention like nursing, because nurses make more than 50% of healthcare professionals in the country.
Let me just interrupt you there and just ask you as well to reflect on what has happened with the training, because we often hear as well about many nurses that are sitting without jobs who can't find positions in hospitals and so on. But now we learned that there is an issue with their training. I mean, how many types of training institutions are there out there? Because it seems that, as you were saying yourself, now that there is a need for standardization. So I don't know, were these people trained in fly-by-night facilities or what has happened?
Well, there used to be fly-by-night institutions, but there is quality assurance in nursing education. And the South African Nursing Council, I think they could come to your show, Tabiso, and explain better. The quality assure program, nursing programs. There's no nurse who will qualify as a nurse in South Africa because for every nurse to be a nurse, they must have a certificate. And that certificate is issued by the South African Nursing Council after you have satisfied all their criteria. And they obviously quality assure. And the problem with the nurses who are unemployed as we speak is as a result of poor HR planning, because most of these nurses, Tabiso, have been funded by the government. For every nurse, the government spend about $500,000 to produce a nurse within a four-year period.
Mm.
And yet, when such a nurse has qualified and needs to be placed in a facility, they would not have budgeted and planned for that nurse to be absorbed into the healthcare facilities where they are needed the most.
Right.
That is the poor HR planning, not so much about the quality, but there are private colleges, there are public colleges, there are universities of technology, there are universities. But under the new curriculum, all of them had to submit their nursing programs to the South African Nursing Council for assessment. If the council is satisfied that they meet the assessment, they will refer such to the Council on Higher Education,
right,
who will look and will also refer to SAQA for NQF accreditation.
Got you. Great stuff. Thank you so much. Sibongiseni Dilhlazo, he's a spokesperson for the Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Titi. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.